This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Here's what we know now. I'm going to summarize it because you try to go through all this rush occlusion stuff and your eyes glaze over.
Oh, yeah.
Until you really pull back and look at where we are, okay? So I'm going to break this down. Where we are after the last few days, all the declassifications that continue coming. When Hillary Clinton stole classified documents, she was only supposed to view in a SCIF, and she stole them. The FBI classified the evidence to hide her crimes, lied to the public, said, no, we didn't find anything much, and what little we found, no reasonable prosecutor. And again, the serious felonies, the thumb drive she stole full of classified data, well, again, they classified that any of that happened, hiding the evidence of her crimes and simply making it go away. When Democrat Representative Adam Schiff illegally leaked classified data and ordered his staff to do the same, that's felony after felony after felony after felony, the FBI and the Department of Injustice closed the case and hid the evidence in a burn bag. When Democrat Representative Eric Swalwell illegally leaked classified data, the FBI raided his house. Sorry, no, he's a Democrat. The FBI asked him to stop, closed the case, and hid the evidence in a burn bag. When FBI Director James Comey illegally leaked classified data to frame Trump as part of Russiagate, the FBI and the Department of Injustice closed the investigation and hid the evidence in a burn bag. There's a pattern here you're seeing. When the FBI and the DOJ found out that Joe Biden stole pallets of classified documents that he was only supposed to view in a SCIF. And again, this is before he was president, so he had no right to remove them, period. End of memo. Those are felonies. So when the FBI and the DOJ found out that Biden stole classified documents, they gave him months' notice that they were going to raid his home, set up a time with him to come and visit and look. And then when they found out that he'd committed crimes anyway, they admitted it, remember the DOJ, but claimed no jury would ever convict such a lovable old and really senile man. And they declined to prosecute. But when Trump took home documents, he had every right to declassify. After his presidency, he took them home. Like every president before him, he got the full humiliating raid at Mar-a-Lago, agents digging through Melania's underwear drawer, and charges totaling more than 40 years in prison, just in the classified documents case. All based on a novel legal theory that had never been used before since the founding, that, you know what, he should have written himself a memo while he was president, you know, saying that he declassified this stuff. Full raid, faced 40 years in prison, and then the entirety of the Democrat Party and various representatives of the deep state, Lee, all went on TV to assure us no one was above the law. Now, only one of these people has a mugshot. And weirdly, it's the only one who's not a Democrat. That would be Donald J. Trump.
Go figure.
So that is the summary of what has just happened. That is what we have learned. And here's another thing we've learned, Lee. And I always wonder this. And just little things you wonder when you're doing this. The Democrats are obviously completely, totally, and utterly above the law. Mm-hmm. Right? Like laws don't apply. And do they acknowledge that when they're like out for drinks?
I would say so, yeah.
Like, do they talk about it among each other? They laugh. They sit up there at the DNC and laugh at their wine and cheese parties about how lawlessly they are able to live and what they do to us. Or is it kind of not acknowledged? Well, now we know. We learned this in the paragraph yesterday. This will live in infamy. And it's the whistleblower paragraph. Across the top of this piece of paper I'm reading from is Federal Bureau of Investigation. It was found in a burn bag. In this meeting, Democrat Representative Schiff stated the group will leak classified information, which was derogatory to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict President Trump for crimes. The whistleblower stated this would be illegal. And upon hearing his concern, unnamed members of the meeting. So this, Lee, we don't know their names yet. This would have included Democrat staffers on the Intelligence Committee, but also Democrat Congress members. Unnamed members of the meeting reassured the whistleblower that they would not be caught leaking classified information. And how did they know that? Because at the same time, the FBI director, James Comey, was also illegally leaking classified information to do the same thing, frame Donald Trump. And yet all these people would later tell us ad nauseum, no one is above the law after the Mar-a-Lago raid on Donald Trump.
Yeah. And various other things he's being persecuted for.
Yeah. That is where we are this morning. Except we've got a new thing that was just declassified by John Solomon. Sally Yates, who could really benefit from a turn in prison, has just been busted. Declassified documents, Kash Patel, explicitly telling FBI agents who were investigating corruption by the Clintons at the Clinton Foundation to, quote, shut it down. So while President Trump was campaigning against Hillary and saying lock her up, John Solomon writes, the Obama DOJ was running cover for her and telling FBI agents who were trying to investigate the corruption to shut it down. And it's in writing. So I don't know how much longer this Democrat media can keep this up. I know they're going to try, but it's not going to be easy. By the way, Richard Grenell, longtime appointee confidant of Donald Trump, had this very interesting and cryptic tweet. I don't know what it means, but it is interesting. He says that the Democrats are planning to dump Adam Schiff. Democrats have turned on Adam Schiff. They've seen the evidence. And he's saying, look, don't be surprised if in the coming weeks and months they try to blame this whole thing on Schiff.
Well, they've got to have a fall guy.
They do. And he's the most obvious.
And see, to me, that's the thing. They're going to have to start lower on the food chain because, quite honestly, this whole conspiracy goes all the way up to Obama and Biden, Hillary Clinton, all of them. And they're going to have some red meat to hand to the media and Republicans. So somebody like Schiff would be a good person to just, throw under the bus.
Unless he has anything helpful. We could turn him and get Brennan, turn him and get Comey, turn him and get all the rest. Although we have so much on them now, I don't know if we want to do that. Yeah. I'm not sure. You know what's interesting? This is John Ratcliffe. He's the CIA director now. This is back in 2019 when he was merely a member of Congress and he was on the Maria Bartiromo show. And boy, did he nail it even back then. Take a listen.
The Democrats have made the mistake of staking the credibility of all this on Adam Schiff. The person that they put in charge of this investigation turns out is the one that helped start it by meeting with a person who walked out of Adam Schiff's office and became the whistleblower. And at the very same time that that's happening, as you mentioned, now there's an inspector general report that comes out that says During the last impeachment hoax, the Trump-Russia one, Adam Schiff repeatedly made false statements to the American people about the FBI's actions.
So these are the origins of this. This stuff is devastating. It's just not going away.
It should be devastating. Whether or not it will be, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. Confidence is not high on my part.
You know what? I'm usually with you on that. I'm a glass half empty person. But I actually have pretty high confidence. Well, I mean, you get this, if you can get this grand jury up and running in Florida and you can get this stuff before a Florida jury, I think it's a good chance some of these people are not only indicted, but convicted.
Believe me, I want you to be right and I want to be wrong.
I know. But think about what's changed, okay? Because there is something huge that has changed that is different. We didn't have what was in those burn bags before.
True.
We had a lot of theories and a lot of dots that we connected in 45-minute long videos on YouTube, and then they were taken down, and then on X. This is dead to right stuff. We're done. Now we just turn them against each other and I'll march on. So I think with the new evidence, I think things will change now. I really do. I think that's the game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Okay, let me explain what's going on Friday, because it's really unbelievable. The fact that behind the scenes, and this terrifies the neocons, the endless war crowd in D.C. Behind the scenes, somehow, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin have established such a level of trust that Putin is going to do something remarkable. And quite frankly, if I was one of his advisors, I'd tell him, oh, heck no, you know, you're not flying in Alaska. You're kidding me. This is kind of like putting your toe over the line. Why would you choose Alaska? Because you can plan to beat a trail out of there. You're talking about the level of risk Putin is taking, putting his foot on U.S. soil? Takes an unbelievable amount of trust in Donald J. Trump and tells me that behind the scenes, despite all the bluster in public, they really have made a lot of progress. On a deal, probably not. But just for Putin to trust Trump enough to step on U.S. soil, given how wanted he is. He can't go to Europe. He'd be arrested immediately. In fact, this is part of the outrage of Trump even meeting with him on U.S. soil. And folks, understand something, okay? The reason that Trump and Putin, people say, why are Trump and Putin going to meet in person if they don't even have a deal? They're tamping down expectations. No deal will be announced. Why would they meet in person? Because they're both victims of the same criminals. They have a bond that way. They're both victims of the Democrat deep state. Trump and Putin alike, in very different ways. And everything I've laid out for you, the fakeness, the lies, the crafting of the Russia collusion hoax. Pretend for a moment you're not American, you're not Republican, you're not a conservative, you're not a freedom lover. Pretend you're Putin for a moment. and then watch it. You're watching the heads of, this is terrifying, our CIA, our FBI, our NSA lie. And you're spying on them so effectively, you know they know that you did not hack that election, that you do not control Donald Trump. You know that Hillary Clinton hatched the whole plot. In fact, John Brennan goes to the White House in the summer of 2016, head of the CIA, and briefs Obama, says, look, the Russians are pissed. They know Hillary Clinton has made this up. And watch the Democrats on TV. This is an act of war. They're trying to subvert our democracy. This is a coup by Vladimir Putin. Look at it from his perspective for a minute. Just look at it. I'm going to explain this meeting to you, why we have to have this meeting. And you're a little concerned. It sure looks like they're setting up a war based on a false flag, a coup, a try to overthrow the United States of America. And then Barack Obama, who you know darn well knows you didn't do any of this. Hillary did. You know, because your spy network's that good. We know that. We know what Russia knew. That's part of what was released. You see him, you see Barack Obama put tanks on your border and troops in retaliation for the coup that you know is fake. And you know they know you know it's fake. They're setting up a war with Russia, just like they tried to do in Syria. Then six CIA bases open along your borders. My source on that is the New York Times. Then the bioweapons labs open up. That is still on the ODNI site. Tulsi Gabbard says it. They start leaking weird little viruses. Russia begs and pleads for years, going back to 2014, for an international team to go in and investigate them. They're ours. Now they've got an existential threat on their border that dates back to 2014. And by the way, is directly related to Metabiota, Hunter Biden's company. It sure looks like they're setting up a war. But you hold fire. You hold your fire. You don't want to go to war. But then, in retaliation for the fake spying, collusion, and we won't learn yesterday, hacking of U.S. boards of election, which we now know did not happen. That was declassified. That was actually federal contractors hired by Hillary. They faked the hacking and blamed it on Russia. But the sanctions were surreal. Oh boy, were they real. And they crippled the Russian economy. The Senate voted 98-2 and the House voted 419-3. July 2017 in favor of a bill that sanctioned Russia's energy sector. Folks, 60% of their economy is based on energy. We claim those sanctions were for the cyber attacks. Yeah, what a joke. Nobody cyber attacked anybody but Hillary's campaign. We crippled their economy. We used the Russia collusion hoax as the way. And you know who signed it? Donald Trump, because he had no choice. Pretend you're Vladimir Putin. What do? And then the people who run the deep state win the election. And within 72 hours of Biden stealing that election, Russian troops start to gather on the border. Because you know what they know they need? They need a buffer zone. We do all the same. So Donald Trump needs to sit down, and he knows this inherently, with Vladimir Putin and have a face-to-face conversation. You can't do this over the phone. Why? Because the evil deep state that has come for them both with lies, smears, allegations, and war, tried to kill them both off. Trump, 700 years in prison. Vladimir Putin, they are victims of one and the same. They cannot have a phone conversation. Deep state's listening and looking to leak all of it. The parts of the FBI and the CIA, an agency whose name we don't even know, are looking to leak it. We haven't conquered those agencies. Putin knows it. What do you do? Trump's got to sit down face to face with him in a way that the deep state can't spy on. And have a real conversation. And in that conversation is the one thing that Trump can't have out there. An apology. He owes it to Putin. We do. We have taken them to the brink of war for no reason based on Hillary's lies. And you know, hey, who's counting? 1 million people are dead. That's how this has to start. Trump's got to start with, and this is what I would say, something along the lines of, Trump knows he needs to deliver it, but he can't over the phone because the deep state will leak it. It needs to go something like this. Look, man, I'm sorry about crippling your economy based on lies, smears, and false charges. I'm fighting the deep state like you are. I'm trying to stay one step ahead of them like you are. They may have even tried to kill me. I'm sorry I signed those sanctions. You know I had no choice. But Putin needs to hear it. I'm fighting them like you're fighting them. We're on the same team here, bud. We're not on two different teams. But here's the problem. You got to stop the killing because you're in the wrong now. You weren't in the wrong before. You were the victim, but you're in the wrong now. You got to stop. And I'm here to help you stop. I'm here to help get you that buffer zone I know you need to protect you from the globalist lunatics in Europe and who are still in my own deep state. And I'm going to do my best to eliminate them. But I know you need to be safe. And I will never let Ukraine into NATO. Because what would that mean is that the CIA and the Pentagon can build all the bases on the Russian border they want, poison whoever they want, and continue the war as soon as I'm gone. I know you need a buffer zone that is a swath of Ukraine, and I'm going to let you have it. But you can't go with these crazy land grabs. You got to stop. You got to trust me. And here's the weird thing. Putin does. It's an incredible act of trust for Putin to literally step foot on our soil. If Democrats were in charge, he'd be arrested right away. Oh, he's not going to get the red carpet treatment they gave Iran. And the possibility that Putin is facing of assassination by rogue parts of the deep state is very real. This is an incredible risk he's taking to sit down with Trump. What does that mean? Well, Trump's got him by the cojones. His economy is on the brink now. Due to our fake sanctions and the real ones, Trump is looking at putting on with the tariffs. He can't withstand it. He can't fight anymore. We fought to a draw. By the way, the Russian army is shockingly strong because they were never fighting Ukraine. They're fighting us. We fought to a draw. Our generals, Google it, New York Times. They've been operating this war the whole time out of a war room in Badenburg. And you want to bet every weapon that we have, secret weapons, DARPA weapons, everything we wanted to test out has been deployed on that battleground with American hands, with Ukraine as the cover. We have fought to a draw. It is amazing that Russia has been able to sustain this. They're much stronger than we thought. But it's time to stop now. And this is the beginning. So you know what? Say a prayer. Because you know what? Thermonuclear war, not really on my schedule. And Trump's got a lot. Folks, Trump has got to wrap this thing up. Because if he doesn't decisively wrap it up by the end of this term, they are going to revert to the plans that Kamala had, that Charles Brown, Joint Chiefs of Staff, laid out. Draft and our young people on the front lines in Ukraine. Our Air Force in the air, our missiles hitting Russia, and the risk of thermonuclear war. Nobody wants that. So say a prayer that this works out, because there's a lot of benefits to peace. And we sure could use their rare earth minerals.
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.